That's right. And there'll be a junction and it switches. Mm-hmm. And there are ways of doing this that are very well controlled and very well mm-hmm. understood. You make the short part love the surface and hate the solvent, and you make the part that stick out not even stick to the surface, but it's anchored by the block component. So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And we showed that these were tremendously better than homopolymers to stabilize colloidal dispersion.
So you've got this thing that's a sticker. End that sticks in.
Yeah, yeah. We call them stickers.
Great idea.
Yeah. And this can be done. Some of this technology was adopted by Xerox. Some by DuPont. We never patented any of it. I'm not trying. And I do not want to give the wrong impression. We had some of these ideas early, but it was a very active field.
Uh-huh.
And lots of people had their own independent ideas, picked up on ours. We picked up on theirs.
Mm-hmm.
We were not totally unique, but I would say that it would not be too self-congratulatory to claim that we were really virtually the first to really point out the possibilities of using block copolymers in this way. And, you know, I know what we're talking about, so I want to keep the connection to bio stuff. Cells have a form of a polymer layer like this on them, too. They're covered with polysaccharide molecules. And the purpose of the polysaccharide molecule, generally, is to create generic repulsion between the cells and a kind of a cushion into which, now if the cells want to adhere to form a tissue, specific receptors stick out and form ligand receptor interactions. But before you can have specific binding, you have to block all the non-specific binding. And to some extent, that's what we were doing with the colloidal particles, blocking the non-specific binding.